Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week. Wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico.
No shoes.
No shoes. No shirt.
No problem.
No problem.
From the text line, hey Scott, every time you go to Hy-Vee and you give them your discount card, they're tracking everything you buy. Guess what, friend? I don't have one.
Oh, do you really not have one?
No, I don't give anybody my information.
Do you use a debit card?
I use a debit card, yeah. Well, no, I use a credit card.
Well, same thing.
But when they say, do you have a fuel saver card, sir? I go, Nope.
Not interested in your savings, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not interested in you tracking everything I buy. Thank you very little.
And then you swipe your credit card, and your credit card just does it instead.
Yeah, well, right. the credit card knows what I bought, but Hy-Vee doesn't.
Yeah.
So, suck it. Anyway, I digress.
You do.
Dana, you just sent me something on the text line, or on my text.
Yeah.
I must address this.
I know.
And you already know what I'm going to say. You do this to bait me. And you do this because you know this is going to elevate my blood pressure, and it's going to make...
Well, I wonder if we want to have Bink call in, if he could. And I don't even know that he can, but if he could. I wonder...
Sam, do we have Jay Binkley's phone number? And if we do, can we get him? Or I'm sure he's at the radio station. The sports station's been the most irresponsible of us all in regards to coronavirus.
Just read the headline. I'm curious what our listeners are going to say about this.
Headline. NFL owners to vote next week on resolution to improve a team's draft position if person of color is hired for head coach or general manager role. Let me read that again. NFL owners to vote next week on resolution to improve a team's draft position if person of color is hired as head coach or general manager. Currently, there are four people of color who are head coaches in the NFL. There are two people of color who are general managers.
Matching a 17-year low. It is the lowest number of head coaches and or GMs that happen to be people of color in 17 years.
Okay.
It matches the 17-year low. So, Scott, why... And then what are the remedies? And do you think that this proposal is fair?
No, on the last one. As the sole representative of the NAACP on this program.
Oh, God. You know, part of this was born out of our coach's lack of a head coaching job offer after the Super Bowl. Bienemy, right?
Yeah, Eric Bienemy.
Eric Bienemy, who apparently is stellar and should have been a head coach I don't know how long ago. And then all he ended up getting was an offer from a college, right, Sam? Like a college in Colorado, I think, or
well,
something.
Well, but wait a minute. Let's be fair here for a second. You have to remember, teams cannot talk to another coach if he is currently engaged in the season. So it was impossible, short of Clark Hunt saying, okay, yeah, you can talk to Eric Bieniemy, which he's not going to do in the middle of a Super Bowl season. You have to ask for permission to talk to a coach if they are currently engaged in the season.
This is from SB Nation. He has been passed over for a head coaching job 2 years in a row now.
Correct.
And the headline is, why isn't he a head coach yet?
Right.
So why? He has one of the most impressive offensive coaching resumes in the league. He has support from the Chiefs to pursue a head coaching job.
Correct. But he did not have the support to interview for those jobs prior to the Super Bowl. They weren't going to engage in that kind of a distraction.
We are working on getting Jay Binkley.
All right.
It says even Bieniemy's boss, Andy Reid, has been stumping for him to be hired away. I would say hire him, like right now. That's what I'd tell you. I don't want to lose him, but if you're asking me, is he ready to be a head coach? Yes, he's ready. He was ready last year.
But here's my problem with this idea of letting teams leapfrog other teams in the draft if they hire a black or Hispanic, but primarily I think what we're going at is black, coach or general manager. So let's say Romeo Crennel is available to hire, okay? And my team is the Miami Dolphins, okay? And I'm just throwing this out as a hypothetical. And I don't know what the draft order was this year, so forgive me. But let's say the Miami Dolphins are number three in the draft order, okay?
Okay.
And they have a white coach. But, man, there's a really, really good quarterback that the Miami Dolphins need to get. And if all they do is fire their white coach and hire Romeo Crennel and make him the head coach, that they leapfrog up to number one. Because all of a sudden the NFL has decided if you hire a black coach or you have a black general manager, you get to leapfrog other teams, okay? So the Miami Dolphins are number three in the draft, but they really want this quarterback and they know he's going to go number one, okay? All we have to do is hire Romeo Crennel to be our coach and we leapfrog up to number one, okay? So we hire Romeo Crennel, we draft this quarterback, and then we fire Romeo Crennel.
No one is going to do that. That is the dumbest argument I have ever heard in my life. You're going to go through all of that trouble just to jump a spot in the draft?
Yes. I want this quarterback. We need this quarterback for our franchise to be successful. We're going to hire Romeo Crennel. We're going to draft this quarterback, and then we're going to fire Romeo Crennel, and then we're going to hire back the coach that we really wanted in the first place.
The bigger question we should be asking is, why are we seeing this level of inequality? Why? 70% of the NFL players are black.
Mm-hmm.
None of the coaches are black. Why?
That's not true. 4 of the coaches in the NFL are black. Here's
why aren't the numbers higher? I'm just asking.
Okay. I'm going to say something that is incredibly unpopular. The NFL has 32 teams, okay? 70% of the players in the NFL are black. And actually, I don't think that's right. I think it's 70% of NBA players are black. You might want to check the NFL numbers.
That's from TouchdownWire.com.
Okay. Then I won't challenge you on it. So the overwhelming majority of the NFL is black, the players. If there are 32 teams in the league, here's what I think we do a really bad job of in America, is we overestimate the African-American population in America. The African-American population in America is 12 to 13%. Okay? So if 32 teams are in the NFL and four of the head coaches are black, that is exactly proportionate to their percentage of the population.
Okay. They've studied this. They've actually studied this, Scott. And the study showed that the primary path to a head coaching position in the NFL is through the role of offensive coordinator.
Correct.
Since 2009, nearly 40% of them were former offensive coordinators. And 77% of those offensive coordinators were white.
Which is almost, if you take out the Hispanic population, which is not incredibly prevalent in the NFL, would be commensurate with the number of white people in America. Again, I go back, 32 teams in the NFL. Four of the coaches are black. That is roughly equal to their proportion of the population. We do an incredible job in America of overestimating the black population in America. They make up 13%. Jay Binkley from 610 Sports joins us on the other side here on Dana and Parks.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Here on Dana and Parks. Dana sent me a story on text a little while ago that she knew would pop the vein out of my head, and she was right. The NFL is considering, and they'll vote next week, on a proposal that would allow teams to leapfrog other teams in the draft if they hire a black coach or black general manager. Joining us on the text line, or on the hotline, is Jay Binkley with 610 Sports. Hey, Jay, good to have you.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
It's good to hear your voice, my friend. Good.
Hey, what it's do you good think to hear you guys. I actually went to a bar today. A bar. I didn't drink. It's funny because, you know, these things that people used to go to before March of 2020, very interesting. The American bar is a very weird thing to see. But, yeah.
All right, so what do you think about this new leaked proposal about giving teams a better draft position if they hire a person of color as either, I think, the head coach or the general manager?
You know what? I saw that. That would just be – it kind of goes contrary to the whole draft process. You know, finishing bad or tanking, which they don't want to do, it's a bad word, but – Those draft slots are so coveted, and trust me, teams do earn them by having bad seasons. So I just don't see – I think there's better methods to go about ways than doing it with this process. I mean, it's millions and billions of dollars made in this draft, and to lose out on a guy like, let's say, Pat Mahomes or somebody like that because of this, I just don't see the NFL owners approving this.
Somebody on the text line, though, wrote in, Jay, that the – and I don't know that I necessarily agree with this, that the NFL owners are mostly, if not all white. I think there might be one black owner in the NFL. That it's a good old boys club. They don't want black general managers. They don't want black head coaches. My argument to that would be, I don't care what sport you're playing. The team wants you regardless of color. If you're the best, they want you.
Yeah, they want you if you win. I mean, that's the bottom line. Can you win or not? That's the question. And, the draft slotting system is such a way to, you know, reward teams, or not reward teams for finishing bad, let me put it that way. And, of course, when you finish well, you're at the end. But I just think there's a much, much better way of doing things than to tinker with the draft process.
So what would be a better solution? Because the NFL has a problem. I think the NFL has a problem when it comes to hiring people of color.
You know what? I don't know. They set the Rooney Rule to give interviews, so guys have interviews. And yeah, there's been cases where you look and sometimes and think, all right, somebody's ready for this. Like Eric Bieniemy, the Chief. You know, he's a guy. I believe he'll be a head coach next year in the NFL. To be honest with you, after the season is completed. But they have the Rooney Rule in effect. But I think when you go and you start rewarding teams for the draft process, how's that fair? What if you have a coach an established coach, and you're not going to reward those teams? You're going to reward a team over those teams that have an established coach that, you know, are good guys that do things the right way, and a Belichick or an Andy Reid, and you're going to punish those teams that, you know, have established coaches already. And not to say they wouldn't go that direction. They might have gone that direction in the past, and you're not rewarding. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are one of the first teams to have African-American players in the NFL, in AFL. And, of course, they've hired before like that. Are you going to reward another team over them just because it's 2020 and this is your new way of doing things? I just don't see it being very, very, very plausible.
Well, you brought up, Bink, Eric Bieniemy. Why was he not hired as a head coach this season?
Well, part of the problem, too, is, Scott, and I do think it was part of the equation, you can only interview him that first kind of dead week before the playoffs, and then you have to stop. And the more a team has success, the less accessibility you have. A lot of teams like to move on and make decisions before waiting till the end of the year. The Chiefs played the last game of the NFL season playing the 49ers. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all. When the Cincinnati Bengals hired Zach Taylor, it was a good example the year before. He's the new head coach of the Bengals. They had interviewed him and waited on him to complete his season with the Rams. They went all the way to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and then he was hired with the Bengals. So it could have happened. It didn't happen. And, you know, I'm surprised by it. Eric Bieniemy is far away and clear. Should be a head coach in the National Football League, in my opinion. I just think there's better ways to handle it than to tinker with the draft. Again, you're penalizing other teams. Is there a reason for that?
You know, Dane, it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Hey, good to hear you too, Dana and Parks. And yes, always good to hear you guys.
I'm glad you joined us, and go back to the bar.
I will. But you can't sit at the bar.
That's right. You can't sit at the bar, but you can be by the bar.
You can take pictures of it and look at it, but you can't sit at it. You know, it's weird.
Be safe.
My dating life.
Emphasis on the word weird, right?
Oh, you guys take care.
You be safe. You Goodbye. Be well. That is Jay Binkley from 610 Sports. News is next. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff.
Good stuff. Yep.
He didn't reach around for the whiskey.
Is your artist of the day. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That's brought to you by the good stuff. Michelob Ultra. What do you got, this story out of Kentucky there, Dana?
I saw this, and I'm going to email it to Sam right now because I couldn't find sound on it earlier, and they did an interview. I mean, this has been picked up all over the world. And so this woman, and Sam, I'm sending it now, is going to be Mother of the Year.
Okay.
She went into labor. It was their third child. And anyone who's had three, you know, with number three, I wasn't messing around. I start feeling contractions. I'm like, get me to the hospital. I'm not shooting a baby out on 435. Mm-mm. That was me. Okay. Mm-mm. So this woman is in labor. They get to the hospital. And they go to the first set of labor and delivery doors. And the first set of doors opens. The second set of doors is locked.
Oh.
And so the husband starts banging on the door. I mean, this is a hospital. It's a labor and delivery wing of a hospital. Thinking, well, like a security guard or somebody's going to hear us. In the meantime, she is like, contractions are getting closer. She's like, ho, ho, ho.
What does she sound like?
Ha. So they leave that first set of doors and they turn to go find another set of doors and her water breaks right there in the parking lot.
Hmm.
They are standing in the middle of the street. He goes and tries a third set of doors. No luck. They're calling. They're trying to get a hold of somebody. Open the doors. And this is not a small town hospital, by the way, Scott. This is just a normal hospital. She collapses in front of the labor and delivery neon sign. And they deliver the baby on the ground in the parking lot. The husband uses the cord of his COVID-19 face mask to tie off the baby's umbilical cord.
Pretty McGuire, but MacGyver, whatever his name was.
I don't want MacGyver there when my baby's coming out. I want the doctor there. The
okay.
hospital security director has apologized for the incident.
For the incident?
Can you believe that? I would be furious.
Well, why were the doors locked?
What they're saying is there was another labor and delivery entrance, but the parents are saying we were banging on that door like loud and hard and let us in because she was frantic because she knew that baby was coming.
Well, I think it was the banging loud and hard that got you there 9 months later. But
Scott okay. Parks. You know the one thing I said on Twitter? They had better not get a bill for that freaking labor and self-delivery.
Well, no, not if you deliver.
Oh, no. Scott, I interviewed a couple in Topeka once, and that woman had the baby in the toilet, made it inside, and they were like, you can't go back. You've got to give a urine sample. She's like, the baby's coming out. They're like, nope, go give a urine sample. Oh, she gave a urine sample, and a baby came out with it.
In the toilet?
Yes, and they charged her for the labor and delivery.
Hmm. So if you literally poop a baby into the toilet, you have to pay full price. Why are you giving me a thumbs up?
Well, I'm asking if Sam has the audio yet, because I'm dying to hear the 911 call.
You don't want to hear it. It's just
yes,
her
I do.
Screaming bloody murder in the background.
Yeah, that's
and I can't
what
tell
sounds
if it's clean
like,
or not.
Because it hurts. No, it wasn't clean. It was messy. There was blood and placenta everywhere in the parking lot because
oh
they didn't open
God.
The damn door.
I meant
what she says while she's screaming bloody murder, not the actual incident.
He hasn't had a chance to check the audio for bad words.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam doesn't want to get fired to become the former producer of the Dana and Parks program.
I put my phone speaker and set it down. He says, my wife is screaming. He's coming. He's coming. David says, I suddenly see about a third of the top of my new son's head. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. The baby arrived safely on the ground outside of the hospital, and David wrapped their new son in his leather jacket.
Very nice.
No, nothing about that is nice. What do you mean very nice?
Let me give a little bit of unsolicited advice to those of you who are pregnant, expecting your first child, second child, third child, I don't care. If you're the father, whatever you do, and Sam, I know that you're without child yet, and someday you will find someone and you'll have a baby.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, you're welcome, son. Mark my words. Do not ever, ever, when the doctor says, would you like to watch, Dad? The answer is always no.
Scott, you have said that before, and I think you are in the minority.
I am not in the minority. It is the most repulsive
That's not even a word.
It is, if you look it up. scary, freakish, 2001, A Space Odyssey thing that you will ever see in your life. People say that it's the miracle of birth. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's beautiful unless it's happening on the asphalt outside of the hospital because no one will open the damn door. Then it's not beautiful. It's panicked.
It's beautiful if you stay up by your wife's head who is screaming bloody murder. She is mad at you. She hates you. That's okay. What you don't want to do is go down there and look, because Uncle Scott did. And Uncle Scott was terrified with what he saw, because Uncle Scott said, oh, I'll take a look. And Uncle Scott put his head down there and he saw things he'll never forget.
Revulsion, a strong pulling or drawing away. Withdrawal.
Thank you.
Revulsion.
Thank you, Sam. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I knew it was a word.
The baby is healthy.
Well, I'm glad.
Mama is healthy.
You know, that's all that matters.
And I know there are people who will say women used to squat and give birth, you know, on the plains all the time. Okay, we also used to drive around without seatbelts and churn our own butter. We don't need to be doing that in 2020, people.
Did you just cite churning our own butter?
Wait, you don't still do that, Dana?
Listen to this statement.
Do you make your own ice cream?
Patients who come to Baptist Health Louisville who are pregnant and in labor can always enter in the middle of the night through the emergency room doors or the side entrance to the labor and delivery department, which is located in the front of the... You know, I'm sure as you're panicked and your water is breaking, you don't have that information right at your hand.
Right. Okay. Are you doing all right?
Oh, no, I'm doing good. I just feel so bad for her.
You don't look like you're doing okay.
No, I just... don't think you should have to have a baby in a parking lot. That's all.
Okay. All right. And I'm just giving advice to men. Do not put your head down there. You will see things that you will never get out of your mind. And I'm being honest. My daughter was born 19 years ago yesterday. And I still, 19 years and a day past, I can still see in my mind's eye what I saw that day. And it was disgusting.
There's something wrong with you, my God.
And he's still in therapy.
Yeah, uh-huh, well, so am I. Thanks for that.
Anyway.
It is worth noting that many entrances to hospitals are closed between the hours of 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. So if you are in labor, make sure ahead of time part of your birth plan is... identifying the correct entrance that will be unlocked for you.
Your birth plan is very important.
Yeah, that's probably the most important. Where's the door? Where's the door?
Telephone number here is 576.
Got a baby shooting out of me and I need to get in.
576-7798. Don't forget, we at Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks, Sam Stevie III here on Dana and Parks.
It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. Oh, it feels good. It feels good. It sure feels good to me.
From the text line, Scott, I agree with you 98% of the time, but this time I have to disagree with you. The birth of a child is one of the most incredible things you will ever witness. However, somebody else writes in, and this is the greatest text of all time. The birth of a child looks like, and they credit Jeff Foxworthy, by the way, for the joke. It looks like a wet St. Bernard trying to get in through the cat door.
Bingo.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
That's just great.
It looks like a wet St. Bernard trying to get in through the cat door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. Anyway, I digress.
There were a couple of stories on Twitter last night that had me, I think two back-to-back, that I went, what? And the parking lot birth was one of them. Mm-hmm. The second story, did you see that there are wolf hybrids on the loose, Scott, in Platte County? And I think they've caught two, but two are on the loose. Yes, wolf hybrids.
You know, I've seen wolves down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, but that's a wolf. Like, lived here, was a cub here, and is now running loose, mangy here.
Well,
what
What the hell is a wolf hybrid?
A really big dog.
Scott, listen. There were six that escaped from a property, which means they were being either raised, bred, or kept as pets. Mm-hmm. One was shot because it attacked some goats. The other one returned home. Platte County Sheriff's folks caught two of them, and two more are on the loose, and they are saying, if you see them, do not approach them. Call 911. Why the hell does anyone have a wolf hybrid?
What is
Who is allowing that?
Wait. Hand. Slow down the roll. What is a wolf hybrid? Is it a dog that mated with a wolf?
My assumption is yes. But I don't even want to know. The people should not have these. Who is this person who has six of them up in Platte?
Somebody who wanted six really, really big dogs.
It's not a dog. That's like me, I don't know, having
a wolf is a dog.
Yeah, it's It's the non-domesticated version.
It's a wild dog. Yeah, it's the a wolf is the feral dog. They are
I've looked
dogs.
It up on the International Wolf Center webpage.
Here we go.
Wolf and wolf dog hybrid ownership by private citizens has long been a contentious issue in the U.S. You think? It's a term used to describe an animal that is part wolf and part domestic dog.
Okay, so a domestic dog bred with a wolf, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Although hybrids can occur naturally in the wild, they are rare because of the territorial nature of wolves. People who own hybrids often find that their pet's behavior make it challenging to care for.
There we go.
You think?
Here we go.
God, damn wolf hybrid got out again. We got a call from the sheriff.
You can buy them from breeders, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I looked up a photo of one of these things. It's disgusting, and it looks like a wolf. It does not look like a dog where you'd be like, is that a German Shepherd? It looks, you know how wolves have that creepy smile, Scott, when their mouths are open?
Yeah, right before they kill something?
Right, that's what this looks like, and they're huge.
Okay, I'm looking at a bunch of pictures right now, and they're super cute.
But Dana, wolves are dogs. Just like tigers or cats. There's no arguing that wolves are dogs. Like, coyotes are dogs. Ugly dogs, but they're dogs. And probably deserve to be shot. Because they're going to eat your dog. But Danny, you have wolves in your neighborhood. I've seen them.
Okay. A wolf roaming around in the wild.
What do they sound like?
Is completely different than someone breeding a wild animal with a dog and then raising it and letting it out to terrorize Platte County.
Well, but if you breed your dog with a wolf and you raise the dog or half breed wolf, whatever, and if somebody gets offended by that, I'm sorry. Couldn't you raise it to be domesticated? I mean,
did
if the animal
watch the Tiger King?
Yeah,
it doesn't ever end well, Scott.
I did, Carol Baskins. I did watch The Tiger King. All right. So we have six half-breed wolves running around in Platte City. Is that what we're saying?
One was shot, one returned home, two were captured, and two remain on the loose. And if you're going to have a wolf hybrid, which I'm not sure is legal, why would you have six? Because the wolf hybrid in a pack with five others seems like a super stupid thing to do to me.
Top of another
the
dog?
The dogs hump each other every day.
Can you play the whole clip, Sam? One of the greatest clips we've ever found.
Dog was humping your dog. Right, I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
The Attleboro dog park.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
The dog's humping each other and she's calling the cops. Yeah, because my dog humped her dog. Every I've seen every single dog hump another dog here. And she tells me to leave and now she's calling the cops. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they will.
Yo, I can't wait. Yo, this is crazy. Because this, you heard of Barbecue Becky? Because this is the newest one. Right here.
BBE989.
Let me get her plate. Let's see. So everybody know who this woman is. We can look this woman up.
You can.
3 6.
Honestly.
Honestly.
I'm just trying
You're not trying to help me.
To tell you
no, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules.
You're not obeying the dogs.
I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another
the
dog.
The dogs hump each other every day. I took him off the I know it's my opinion. But you don't call the cops over it.
That's all
I'm saying.
That's not
you just don't call the cops
Dogs hump each other every day.
What do they do?
That's a fact.
And sometimes a wolf humps a dog, and you have a wolf dog.
Sometimes you do, and you get a hybrid wolf. That's right. Because dogs hump each other every day. News is next. Festivus Friday is 1 hour away here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.